You mentioned the lack of toxicity that was reported with CO8 at that presentation at the last ASCO meeting, and one issue there was it didn't seem like they had, they didn't have an increase in bowel perforations. What do you think the explanation is of why that was not seen, whereas it was seen in the studies of advanced disease?
Well, there are a couple of possible explanations. One of them, those patients were healthier than the patients that are included in trials with advanced disease. You have less chance of having carcinomatosis, which could play a role on the bowel perforation. And one cannot discard the possibility of luck. You would not expect a large number of perforations in a trial the size of CO8, because after all, you only have a few more than 1,000 patients receiving bevacizumab there. Certainly encouraging, and perhaps this will turn out to be true, but I think it's a little bit too early for us to discard that this population would not have bowel perforation from bevacizumab.
Now, another toxicity that wasn't there, at least in the report at ASCO, was arterial events.
That's true. Perhaps we're getting a little bit better in selecting the patients, and there is a strong warning in the trials to avoid patients who have a history of arterial events in the past. Also, those patients tend to be very careful with themselves. Patients who have been treated for cancer and are presumed free of disease tend to take good care of themselves. In my own practice, patients often ask about exercises and improving in diet, etc. So this may have helped a little bit. But again, same as with perforations, when we're talking about the side effects that happen in around 1% of the patients, one trial, early release of data, preliminary results are not enough for us to say that this will not be seen. But we are happy that, of course, we didn't see a jump in the events on the treated population.